Years ago, our young family.
Ku wagi swami eke bere ami. Yo fru for me, my da yuronke etiemi eke direta ufai biedirong. Ko frin kan kuoro. Okoyung on ode ukemen nikud me nkong kong. Obot ke nasi asie. Ku sen obok monde tiet. Ntengo kurede mbenga dide ndi niswam da utum. Eyeni swa. Itiotiet mi krek omu me yene kaisi obok. Eke di di swa yendang Andrew Orwadi Upet. Onyongo obo mimbo medoro ete. Nkwa mi ege pwebde mi ke primary di. Kere ege nyere pristu eme ke mendi nam oboro mi adaga. Ndiyeno buongo de. Ese me ikpobod odoro. Odoro mi. Ndoro mi kpobod mi edaga. Siki di anade mi. Eke di ete inem inem. Upembo. I'm grateful I was for young sons who were beginning a lifetime of learning. Is it a man in mint pray and you got on the Upembo? The Lord truly taught those about our spirit. Is our spirit faith mountains would move. And then about your good women, but all I care, can you hear what to them? Kido, Oboro, Ada, and then Yadara, which moves individuals closer to God,
affording them the opportunity to become like Him and live eternally in His presence. This doctrine involves both the sons and the daughters of God. Accordingly, I pray that what I share will be of help to both.
Then came into the house and it came to Yak. Odudu, I want me. Kiswa, 1823. Angel Moran, I'm Aka. I'm Ada Moran, I take him. I'm Ada Joseph Murda, Kimo Yi. Inam. Recorded reference to priesthood in this conversation. Anticipated a process that would
unfold in the decades to come. In 1829, John the Baptist restored the Iran.
Joseph Odudu, aka Aaron. Moses and Elias. Kiswa, 1836. Peter, James, John Amadi, you know. Odudu, aka Melchizedek. Elijah restoring the keys of sealing. Then came Amakebe. Revelation then concludes. Elijah, my dear, you know Odudu, Nibop Mufo. Therefore, the keys of this dispensation are committed into your hands. Unamutumke. With all preaching, I will find my name, Joseph Smith. In 1841, then Kiswa, 1841. And the Yama, Anam, Joseph of York, Apantarene, Nibop, Edisan Ufok, Esia Kenafo, Eberem in the Toba Siban Yeren, Edikade, Ekenam, Ntumidem, Nifiak, Nyong Ebe Puesie, Ebe Pubong Abasi. A Yamado Rite Yak, Ebo Fok Kenyang Esia. Maenye, ekemen ndidi, ndi yare, ndi sana, utum no, ndi toisye. Odo oke, edi yare, mempo mi. Abangare, oyoro yoro, ini upon po abasi. In blessing all his faithful children,
whether in this life or the next. While the priesthood is given to worthy sons of God, to whom he reveals his priesthood ordinances, and the promised blessing of all that the Father hath is available
to men and women who exercise their
and endure in faith to the end. Therefore, in the ordinances of the Melchizedek priesthood, the power of godliness is manifest. The crowning temple ordinance is available only to a man and a woman when they are
together and eternally.
It is by virtue of this and all other priesthood ordinances.
Moi mai diana te kentinsi kentak utum emi ye me ofri utum emi enamde ye disan odu priesthood emi kemo bono wo edi boy didion panta basio okon wonore no Abraham. Other doctrine. Utum Edidiana one yeren God's commandment of Edia Kamba Mpo Anawabasio Kemmo.
The priesthood also has the power to change our very nature.
As Paul wrote, all those
who are ordained unto this priesthood are made like unto the Son of God. This likeness is not only in ordination and ordinance, but also in the perfecting of individual hearts, Something that occurs in process of time as we yield to the enticings of the Holy Spirit and put off the natural man. When a man is ordained to the Melchizedek priesthood, he enters into an order by which he may be refined through service to others, especially his own family, and blessed by the constant companionship of the Holy Ghost. The Lord
instructed
And the doctrine of the priesthood shall distill upon thy soul as the dews from heaven. It is significant that after inviting us to have charity toward all men, the Lord added the phrase, and to the household of faith. Why? Doesn't all men include the household of faith? Consider the implications when this added phrase is understood to mean more specifically, your very own household of faith. Unfortunately, there are few within the church who exhibit greater charity toward non-family members than toward their own spouses and children, siblings and parents. They may show feigned kindness publicly while privately sowing and cultivating seeds of contention, demeaning those who should be closest to them. These things should not be. The Lord then spoke of thoughts that are garnished, embellished,
make it carry me off on the young year day, a young adder wo, who's on cofrini, and yaka, and yaka de, make it carry, nte,
unencumbered by guile. They see the good,
make it carry, and temanam, eco onion, edi, eco panico. Near your honor, minica, and you could maintain pocket, mocking
to a distilling process.
Make it kere, eke anam de ingin, ikori, kupon, onyo anam de inyen ima ino kireken, edi eki kere mi, atade enyen spirit nyen, mani keme ninyene upe mkboy disana, oudu emi, ke isong esen nyen. Edisana oudu emi, anam nyen inyene, nda usong edisana, spirit emi anam de, isanga ikbera basi. Ke, idi ime de, Ndibo, inyong tsukare, inyong mpukare, idiok emananyen. Inyong nam, ukeme, ndi tieke.
Qualities that greatly enlarge the soul, charity toward others, especially our families, and thoughts garnished with virtue adjust our spiritual temperatures to allow the doctrine of the priesthood to distill upon our souls. So it is that the priesthood, through the workings of the Spirit, moves individuals closer to God through ordination, ordinances, and refinement of individual natures, thus affording God's children the opportunity to become like Him and live eternally in His presence. A work more glorious than moving mountains.
Inye buana ye, akam pali pi proud okobonde, bante mbara emi otode enyon, odware song songke enyon biet, onyon anam mo eset, onyon anam se mo yomde. Intreke enyom upe mpo emi, obong emi, odonde, kenyang Jesus Christ, amen.